Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Dean Irvin. I'm talking with Dr. Richard Miller from Miller Eye Center. We're seeing eye to eye with Dr. Miller, and they are located at 2995 East Rock Drive here in Rockford. And you can give them a call at 815-226-1500. Again, Miller Eye Center. And, you know, we had a little bit of stretch of warm weather, just a little bit, but I was hearing people talking about their allergies and how it affected them. So we've asked Dr. Miller if he can give us some of his expertise on allergies. And I guess just to start the conversation, first of all, welcome, Dr. Miller. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
And what is allergies, or what are allergies, I guess?
Well, allergies are, it's actually a problem with our body where we're overreacting to a foreign substance called, we call that an antigen. So, you know, normally, you know, you go through life and you come in contact with a lot of different foreign things like pollen, dander from animals, those sorts of things. You're not supposed to react to them. But if you have allergies, you're overreacting. So what happens is the body recognizes that substance, and then there's a cell called mast cell, M-A-S-T cell, and it releases a chemical called histamine. And then the histamine, in turn, releases other chemicals, causes you to itch, redness, and swelling.
Dr. Miller, I've heard for so many years, you know, people go, oh, I've got allergies. And sometimes, how do you know if it's allergies or maybe you just got the common cold? Or, you know, people will look at you when they see you sniffling and everything else. Is there any way of telling, hey, these are allergies that are going on?
Well, you know, it can be really hard. You know, I mean, because infection, like you said, a cold can give you very similar bodily responses. Some of it you can only tell, like in blood work. You get some blood work and see if your body's reacting to bacteria rather than just an allergen. So you can tell by querying the patient the history. Allergies are something that keep coming back, where colds, of course, don't. And of course, you know, we will talk about it later. We can test, you know, for allergies.
Mm-hmm. And again, we are talking with Dr. Richard Miller of Miller Eye Center, talking about allergies. And as he just said, we will talk about some of the different things you can do a little bit later here in the program. Dr. Miller, what are some of the common types of allergies?
Well, first would be airborne allergies, and they can cause eye problems or respiratory problems.
Mm-hmm.
And the classic examples, as I said, pet dander from dogs, cats, birds, horses, pollen, mold spores, and then mites. Mites are microscopic little creatures that live in your pillow and mattress in the millions. 60% of people who have allergies, it is to mites.
Hmm.
So it's pretty common. And what all these things cause is basically itchy, puffy, red, watery eyes. If they hit the eyes, and some of them will hit your respiratory system, then you'll get runny nose, sneezing, post-nasal drip, you know, as if you have a cold.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, so there's a couple of different types. The allergies are all the same, but we break them down depending upon which body part they're attacking. So in contact dermatitis, that's where the skin is reacting. Classic examples are poison ivy. A lot of people react to the nickel metal in jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
We all, of course, know about food allergies. The more common ones are peanuts and chocolate. So you eat those, and then the allergies occurring, of course, in your throat and your stomach. And then finally, there's drug allergies, where you take a pill or get an injection, and you're allergic to that drug.
We are talking with Dr. Richard Miller of Miller Eye Center, located here in Rockford at 2995 East Rock. And you can give them a call. I mean, if you're struggling with allergies, give them a call at 815-226-1500. And, you know, I guess you've mentioned a lot of the different allergies, Dr. Miller. And, you know, people, doctors, you go there and they go, are you allergic to any medication? Well, I don't know. I'm not sure, you know, if that's the case or not. So I guess, how do you treat allergies?
Well, the first step in treating an allergy is to figure out what you're actually allergic to. And many people have vague ideas, including myself. I'll give you an example. I thought I was allergic to my dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go outside, play with the dogs, get a runny nose, sneeze, and that kind of thing. And, of course, when I actually got myself tested, I was allergic to grass outdoors, not the dogs.
Oh, jeez.
So the first thing is we have to figure out what's causing the allergy, and there's two ways to do that. You can do skin patch tests or blood draws. And I'll caution people, the blood draws in some ways are simple and easier. However, they're inaccurate 50% of the time.
Hmm.
So the best method is the skin patch tests. And you know, they're not the way they used to do in the past with making cuts on your arm and everything. We basically just put a drop on your arm and watch the skin and see if it reacts. It takes about 10 minutes. Our typical test will test for about 60 common things in this area in Rockford that can cause allergy, whether it's plant vegetation, the various pets, about 10 different molds, those sorts of things.
Dr. Miller, I've seen that test. As a matter of fact, you've used it on one of my producers in the past just to see, and it looked like a pretty simple test. I mean, there was no pain, nothing, as you described, no cutting. It was just, you know, on the skin. How many people normally, I mean, what's the population that has allergies? Any idea?
If you read the literature, about 20%, they say 20%. Hmm. However, I personally feel it's much higher because almost every patient, you know, you ask them if you have allergies, and first thing they'll say no. And then I'll say, do you get a runny nose, or does your throat get irritated, or do your eyes itch and water? And then it's almost 50 or 60% of them will tell me they get that routinely, you know, year after year. So I think it's extremely common to have allergic problems.
Do you get a lot of people that are self-diagnosing their allergies, that they're allergic to something that turns out it's not the case? You mentioned you thought you were allergic to your dogs. It turned out to be the grass outside. My producer thought he was allergic to one thing, and it turned out it wasn't that at all. Do you get a lot of self-diagnosis then from patients?
Right. It's extremely common. Now you can do a few guesstimates of things. For example, in springtime, the trees release their pollen.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall time, the grasses release the pollen. So if your problems flare up every spring, you know, you can kind of think, you know, it's probably a tree allergy. And if it's in the fall, you can think of it's a grass allergy. But, you know, it's really hard to pick it exactly. That's why we do these tests. They're almost every insurance in the world covers it. It just takes 15, 20 minutes. Very minimal side effects. You know, at the worst, you get some itching in the area that we put the little test droplet on. So
now the best way is for people just to call the office and set that up then, and saying they would like to find out, you know, about their allergies.
Right. Well, what we would do is see the patient first and examine them, see what's going on to make sure, you know, that it is a, you know, true allergy, and then we would order the test. We'd have them come back and do the test.
Okay.
The reason is the other issue with the test, if you're on antihistamines or other allergy blockers, the test won't be accurate. So you have to stop those medications for a couple of days, then get your skin tests, and then, you know, we'll go from there.
You're talking about, you know, how to treat allergies, you know, with you taking or getting the test would be a great thing. Is there anything that people should avoid?
Well, that's one, sort of one of the main treatments of that's sort of step two in taking care of allergies. Once you know what you're allergic to, the best treatment is avoiding it. For example, I mentioned the mites before. So, you know, everybody has mites living in their pillows and mattresses, and you got a few million there. You can't really kill them. But all you have to do is put on a mite-proof pillowcase and a mite-proof top mattress cover, and all the mites will die. Because your skin cells that they live off can't get through the cover. The mites can't get out to bother you. And that's an instant, easy cure. Secondly, for airborne issues, you can get a HEPA filter. These are high-efficiency filters that'll take all pollen, dander, even mites, you know, like 99% of them, if you get the right filter, out of the air. And you could have a freestanding one in your house. You could have it attached to your furnace. And you can turn your house into a allergy-proof, you know, bubble. That's the best way of saying it. Now, obviously, there's some things that you can't avoid, like grass and trees, if you're going to go outside. And then we talk about treating it medically.
Okay, let me ask you, and I'm going a little bit away from some of the questions I had, but if you wear contacts, or, you know, is that something you should avoid during the allergy season? Does it matter?
No, it really doesn't matter.
Okay.
Certainly, if you're going to use eye drops to treat the allergies, you don't want to put them in the same time as your contacts. So, you know, we always tell people put it in before you put your contacts in, or put your medicines in after you take your contacts out at the end of the day, just so the medicine doesn't get absorbed into the contact lens material.
Okay. You talk about things that would help avoidance, you know, with the filters. And how do you block result of inflammation? Is there anything that you can do?
Sure. And then this is where we turn to drugs, to pharmacology. So the best drugs are what's called mast cell stabilizers. And that's a chemical that blocks the mast cell from releasing the histamine. So these are mostly eye drops. There's several different brand names. There's Pazeo, which is kind of the world's best, once a day, a prescription. And then there's its weaker sister, which you can get over the counter, called Pataday, and then even a weaker one yet called Patinol, that's also available over the counter. The Pazeo is kind of the world's best drug. It has minimal to no side effects at all. We used to write prescriptions for it, but they've stopped stocking it in drugstores, and it's supposed to be on the market theoretically in July, so where you can just go in and buy it yourself. Now, these are the best drugs. That's what you want to start with. Now, when you go to the store, you also see a million antihistamine medications there. And these are anything, you know, people hear of Benadryl. They hear of Zatador for the eye. Zyrtec you can take orally. And these are commonly used to treat allergies, but they really aren't the ideal drugs. They do have common side effects. They can all make you tired and give you a dry mouth. They also tend to have rebound, where you're good for a couple of days on the drop, and then you get more inflammation afterwards. Most of them are designed only for short-term use, but most patients are using them for months and months at a time.
So, and again, the one you said was the best to use, that was the prescription, is what again?
It's called Pazeo.
Okay.
Now, when it shows up in the drugstore, they're going to change the name. They're going to call it Pataday Extra Strength or something like that. Pataday,
okay.
You know, Superb or something.
Okay.
That's the rumor in July.
So it's always a challenge just to keep up with the new names.
And since it's not available yet, it's just a little bit of a hardship for some of my patients. So the current one from between now and May you want to get is Pataday, P-A-T-A, and then D-A-Y.
Okay.
And it's the compound is olopatadine, and day means you just take a drop once a day.
We are talking with Dr. Richard Miller at Miller Eye Center. We're seeing eye to eye with Dr. Miller. And one of the things he's talking about today is allergies. And one of the things I always thought that was so cool, I mean, if you're not familiar, Dr. Miller has an actual test. And I think he had mentioned, you know, like 30 different things that they put a drop on to see what you're allergic to. And, I mean, it's a combination of just about everything you can think of. And you can really get some great answers about your allergies and know the best way to treat them. And, again, you can give them a call at 815-226-1500. And if you're not at a place where you can write it down, give me a call here at the radio station, and I'll make sure I pass that number on to you. They're located at 2995 East Rock. You don't have to suffer to the extreme of what you have been suffering with allergies. They sounds like, Dr. Miller, they've really come a long way on trying to treat allergies, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, and especially since they affect so many people, that's why we want to have and have kept coming up with newer and newer treatments. So let's say, you know, currently you're taking the Pataday and it's not helping you as much as you'd like. So the next step would be go to a steroid treatment.
Okay.
So we can do local steroids. You can go buy these in the drugstore for skin problems. The common one is hydrocortisone 1%. And that's wonderful for things like, people don't realize when you get bit by a mosquito,
mm-hmm.
the reason you swell up is an allergy to the mosquito saliva.
Wow. Okay.
So if you put a little hydrocortisone, just a dab on your mosquito bite, it'll stop itching and go away rapidly.
Huh.
The common one you can use, though, for respiratory problems is called Flonase, and that's available in the store, and that's a nasal spray that puts steroids in your nose and a little bit in your throat.
Mm-hmm.
You can also take pills, systemically prednisone pills. That's a little more heavy duty. You know, that, of course, has to be under the direction of a doctor because prednisone can have a lot of side effects.
Okay. Huh. And so, again, one of the things you just gave a great tip on, you know, if you get bit by a mosquito, which we all do in summer, let's be honest, and, you know, with these, you know, are there medications, you had mentioned Flonase, and what else should people, what can they do to try to help some of their allergies? What would you be recommending?
Right. Well, there's some of these just don't respond well to treatment. So the next step you can do what's called immunotherapy. In the old days, people would go in and get shots all the time. They keep giving you small doses of the antigen till you kind of get used to it, wouldn't react to it. It's not an ideal treatment because you have to come in every 2 weeks. Get your shot, which nobody likes. There's newer treatments that came out of European studies where they used an oral treatment where they put drops. So you take a drop, you put it on your tongue, you can do it yourself at home. You do have to pay for it yourself. Most insurances don't cover it, while they do cover the shots, but it seems to work better, maybe even have less side effects. Finally, for some people have very severe reactions, we can actually use medicines used to treat cancer. Anti-carcinogenic medications are available if you're really getting into big-time serious trouble with allergies.
Hmm. I'm curious, Dr. Biller, you know, when we talk about allergies and you are doing the test, is it normal that you work with the eyes, you do a lot of different things? Was it because so many people were affected with allergies that you started getting the test and doing things to try to relieve some of this for folks? I'm curious.
Yeah. Well, I think it's unfortunate, but it's an area of medical care that's kind of ignored by general doctors. And I'm not sure why, you know, because you'll talk to a patient, you'll say, do you have allergies? Yeah, I have allergies. Have you ever been tested? And I'd say like 95% of people have never been tested. Well, you can't deal with a problem unless you pin down exactly what the cause is. So, I
would think
they have been very happy with finding out, you know, what they're allergic to, what they can do to treat and avoid it, make their life better. It's the general fault of medicine, and maybe because so many people have allergies, the doctors just kind of shrug their shoulders and just move on to more serious diseases.
If people asked how accurate are these tests, they looked, when I saw you administer to my producer, it looked really accurate because you're putting some different things on the skin. You know, is that correct? I mean, you're pretty much right on with what you're finding out.
Oh, they're incredibly accurate. It's like when we test you, we don't just test you for grass. We tell you what kind of grass you're allergic to. Are you allergic to Bermuda grass? Are you allergic to rye grass, Kentucky bluegrass? It's that specific. And I should point out that people who have had tests years ago, the antigens used were not that accurate. The tests weren't that accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a test, you know, 10, 20 years ago, you probably should repeat it. And furthermore, allergies change. Allergies come and go. People can lose their response to a particular substance and pick up a new allergy with time. So you want to, if you're still having troubles, you want to kind of get an updated allergy test, skin test specifically.
I mean, some of them, Dr. Miller, can be dangerous, right? I mean, allergies, I've heard of peanut allergies where they can really close up through. I mean, is
right. That's where you get enough swelling in your throat that you can't breathe and you can die from that. So, you know, it's not something we concentrate on because it's a food allergy. We typically don't test for food allergies because it's not involving the eye, but, you know, other doctors do. You want to find out what these things are to keep yourself healthy and stay out of trouble.
Again, I want to thank Dr. Richard Miller for giving us time today. Talking about allergies, and we're all going to be coming up here pretty quick when the weather changes, the leaves come out, and everybody will be red-eyed and sniffly. Do yourself a favor. Just make an appointment to go to Dr. Richard Miller, Miller Eye Center, and you're going to find out real quick what's causing it. I promise you that. I've seen it, you know, and you'll be able to you know, at least be able to figure out what it is and how you can make yourself a lot more comfortable. That's a promise. I can tell you that. I've seen it firsthand. Dr. Miller, as always, I sure appreciate your time and filling us in on, you know, some different things that we could look out for and make our eyes and everything else feel a little bit better.
It's always nice to educate people so they can take better care of themselves. That's my goal.
Well, you're very kind, and you do this really as a public service, and we really appreciate it. Miller Eye Center, 2995 East Rock here in Rockford. Give them a call at 815-226-1500, and I promise you, and I've had people ask me, Dr. Miller, is Dr. Miller as nice as what he sounds on the radio? Yes, he is. He's really a great guy, and again, giving this public service interview, and I appreciate it so much. Dr. Miller, I can't thank you enough, and we'll do it again next week, or next month, I'm sorry. I'd like to do it every week, but we'll go every month. How's that? And, you know, I appreciate it. You're on my wall of fame twice, the only one that's ever done that. So congratulations. I know that's a big moment in your life.
Well, thanks.
All right. Dr. Richard Miller, thank you so much.